This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's a Football Friday here in the nation. Great to have you in. 877-881-1053. We'll get you the G-Bag of the Day champion here. And, of course, the Wooly Bully Top 10 list of the day. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in about 15 minutes. Segment here in the nation brought to you by Frankel and Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. And into the Pimp Cup we go for the G-Bag of the Day champ.
Gotta let that thing breathe. It's a fire beat, you know?
It is, man.
It almost bankrupted a whole record company.
Did it really?
Yeah.
What's the story?
They got this without a sample. Yeah, and the dude was like, nah, fam, run me my money. Run me my money. Y'all didn't clear that sample. All right, IG back in the day winner so far. This is day one going for two for this young streamer. He was watching the Falcons game live, crashed on out. Yes, he did. He crashed on out, poor soul. He was upset about Falcons wide receiver Darnell Mooney.
Listen to this.
Off the motion from Sills. He'll throw it down.
This Darnell Mooney is ass. Darnell Mooney's ass, bro. That fell off.
Mooney puts it on the
that Mooney fell off. Man, I'm about to crash out on this bitch ass.
And it will be third down.
This fell off. Goodness gracious, dude. You could catch for Kirk Cousins, but you cannot catch for Penix. You f***ing racist ass, raccoon ass, catch the f***ing ball, bitch ass. We should have left your ass in Chicago and rot, you bum ass bitch. You f***ing suck.
You crying, bro?
Suck. Damn, you f***ing suck.
Call him racist.
Was at the
sign. You should have left your bum ass in Chicago, you not catching ass. You suck every week. You lose, skinny. I'm tired of your punk ass.
Damn.
Man.
Jeez. So
aggressive. I know the feeling.
Bold. Yeah, I get it.
I would never.
Especially watching that Atlanta Falcons situation down there. Yeah. I totally get it, bro.
Yeah, big expectations.
I have that problem with LSU.
Yeah?
That's why I have to watch games by myself. I can't watch games with other people.
So is start LSU, screaming about 18, 19-year-old kids in a very disturbing way.
One time, when I was living, and it was an apartment, I was on the second floor, I almost threw my ottoman, you know, you put your feet up on.
Yeah.
Threw it through the back window.
Okay.
I was that mad. It was a game.
Did you have it picked up? And then
I had it picked up. It's like Les Miles, they got down to like the Ole Miss 2 or 3 yard line, and Les Miles had a timeout. And he basically let the clock run out, is what he did.
Oh, no.
And I stood up and I picked up the ottoman and I was going to throw it through my back window.
And you picked up the whole damn thing? Just in one motion, stood up and picked it up?
Yeah, I
whole house smelled like Bengay the next day, by the way.
I swung my feet off it and started screaming and I picked it up. And then I realized, like, what are you doing?
Proud of you.
And because I literally almost launched that thing right through that back window, for sure.
You were what, like 50 years old?
Oh, it wasn't that long ago.
So LSU,
grown ass,
more so than watching the Cowboys.
Oh yeah, you know me. But you've seen me get mad at the Cowboys,
which before. I love because I try to tame myself a little bit.
Yeah,
but
I did.
I've seen you punch a hole in the drywall before over there, right there. You got a few holes in fact, covered up with photos and stuff.
I sat there one time and watched the game with Wolchek, and I have a notepad, and something happened.
It was the Tolbert offside.
I took that thing and I threw it right at the TV in my notepad.
It's the most mad I've seen him. There's been moments, but that was number one. And it was the second time in the game he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bad one, too, because wasn't it a big play?
Yeah.
Then they get a big play out of it.
Yeah, and they called it back.
Yeah, it's a little mental mistakes, right? Having a timeout, not using it, lining up offsides, stupid stuff like that.
The LSU.
Shock jock stuff.
I exactly knew what that guy was going through because I do that with LSU. I do that with LSU.
I think, everyone listening that's a fan of any sport or team, we've been there.
It can bring it out of you.
It can.
No
question.
It's
emotion, it's passion, unlike any other. All right, let's get to the top 10. Shout out to the morning news. I've had this one stashed away. Felt like on a football Friday, let's do this thing. 10 franchise-changing plays in Cowboys history. 877-881-1053 if you've got any. If you want to join the conversation. Did get a few texted in. Tim and Carthage. Jackie Smith, 1979.
Has to be the sickest man in America.
Drops the touchdown. Yeah. Yep. The Hail Mary, obviously, from the 903. That's going to be on here. We'll get to that. Roy Williams with the horse collar tackle. Jerry made reference to that earlier today. Called him a linebacker.
Yep.
Took away his finishing move.
He was never the same after that.
Yeah,
never the same.
The hip drop tackle.
It was after the TO injury.
Yeah.
But they really went at it. And, it is. It's like the hip drop. Yep, yeah. The horse collar. It is. It's a dangerous tackle. Yeah. But you got to get him down on the ground, right, by any means necessary. Not anymore. Number 10, Larry Brown winning Super Bowl MVP.
What was Neil O'Donnell looking at?
I ask myself that every day, Broadus.
He just drops back and throws him. Here, let me,
Thank goodness he did.
You thought somebody had money on the game. That was Neil O'Donnell that day.
I've gone back and watched that game recently again. It was dangerously close.
Oh, yeah.
That thing got eerily close. Yeah. And Larry Brown, if it weren't for Neil O'Donnell gifting him those two picks.
Crazy.
Yeah, that one could have gone a different way. But shout out to Neil O'Donnell. We love you. And for Larry Brown getting that Super Bowl MVP. Cashed in. Didn't he get a big contract with the Raiders after that?
Sure did.
Number 9.
Oh, we were such idiots.
You can say that again.
Oh, no, I was just saying.
That was it?
Oh, we were so stupid.
I like when you get
that
into
your dumb Mike Lombardi.
December 26th, 1970, Brian.
Okay, December. Is it after Christmas?
Cowboys' final playoff game in the Cotton Bowl. This one's overlooked, they write, probably because it...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It was a 5-0 win over Detroit
Lions, yeah.
But it was a turning point for the team breaking through the door. A first-round exit would have made 5 straight playoff trips without a Super Bowl. in a game that was all about the defense, Craig Morton was 4 for 18 for 38 yards and a pick in that one. Mm. But Mel Renfro intercepted Bill Munson inside the Cowboys 15 as the Lions were driving for the potential game-winning touchdown. This was the greatest win we've had for the Cowboys. I don't think there's any question about it, Coach Tom Landry said afterwards.
Yeah.
So shout out to Mel Renfro. That was a big turning point, made him legitimate afterwards. Number eight, and I can't believe this one's not higher because this always, I mean, I will go to the grave. This is probably going to be number one for me. It's the Dez catch, no catch.
Yeah, 11, dude.
2015.
There's no guarantee that Dallas would have stopped them.
You're right.
But you got to take that chance.
Yes.
You got to take that chance. And the thing about it that was so fascinating is that earlier in the year, Dallas had gone to Seattle and just slapped them around running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to be the possibility. Again, you get past Green Bay, you were going to go to Seattle with the opportunity. That team was built to play Seattle. You know,
physical at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Offensive line.
And as rough as that defense was that year, they lived off of being opportunistic.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason.
No speed, no pass rush, though.
But they would find a way with the game on the line to just get a stop.
Yeah.
They did. And that's why I know what people are saying, because when, you know, they give it back to Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers doesn't give the ball back. But if you're up, if you get the lead there, it's a different mentality with your defense stepping on the field.
I'd love to have seen Romo hit Cole Beasley running across the field for the first down and then Dallas drive and kill as much clock as they could, then score. That would have probably been your only chance. It was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life. I tell everybody I was standing literally 10 feet from it when it happened. And when that ball was coming, when I saw what Romo had done and that ball in the air throwing at us, I'm going, you've got to be kidding. And then I looked down and Sam Shields had no chance. Mm. No chance in that one. Dez was all over him on that one. And so, it's one of the greatest catches I've ever seen in my life.
Seven, James Washington crushing the Buffalo Bills. This was the second Super Bowl in Atlanta. You had 13-6. The Bills were up at half. James Washington changed it all. 46-yard fumble return for a touchdown, tied the score just 45 seconds into the third quarter. Washington then forced another fumble, intercepted a pass in the fourth quarter, led the team with 11 tackles. Really.
Should have been the MVP.
He should have been. Yeah. And it went to Emmitt, who certainly in the second half, I mean, Jimmy said, Emmitt's talked about it. If you watch, you know, America's Games or any of these NFL film stocks, it's like, look, Emmitt, we're running you here. Yeah. And they did. And ultimately, he leads them to victory, back-to-back Super Bowls. But James Washington forced a fumble, recovers a fumble, gets an interception, scores a touchdown, has 11 tackles.
Yeah.
What a game for James Washington.
Deserved it for sure.
Tony Dorsett setting the NFL record. 99-yard run for a touchdown. Took 36 seasons for Derrick Henry to tie that record.
Monday Night Football.
And they only had 10 men on the field.
Sure did.
Number five, Bob Lilly against the Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
He sacked Bob Greasy.
Yeah.
26 yards?
29 yard loss. Yeah. Throws his helmet down the field.
Well, that was
after the disappointing loss, and he gets the revenge the next year in a 24-3 drubbing of the Dolphins.
Super Bowl six.
And that was a big one.
Super Bowl five, they got beat by the Colts. Jim O'Brien kicked a field goal.
Mm. Number four, we go to Bullet Bob Hayes, 1966. Opening day at the Cotton Bowl, Cowboys put on a show. Beat the Giants 52-7. Bob Hayes outracing sprinter Clarence Childs on a 74-yard touchdown pass from Dandy Don Meredith was called the Great Race in the papers the next day. Asked afterwards if he was surprised Childs, who had a decent angle, couldn't catch him. Hayes said, nah, he's just an old 9-3 guy. But that was, I mean, Bullet Bob Hayes changed the game with the cover two.
Yeah.
You had to find, I mean, he was blazing.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
Was he the first guy to really be able to take the top off like that in like a revolutionary way?
And then the Raiders started to figure out guys like the Cliff Branches and people like that. The thing that was interesting, the one thing that neutralized Bob Hayes, cold weather. Like that Green Bay, like the Ice Bowl game and stuff like that. Bob Hayes was maybe the most useless player you had on the field that day.
It's hard to be fast when it's freezing.
Damn. Yeah, could not run, could not do anything. The cold was the only thing that stopped him.
Top three franchise-changing plays in Cowboys history, courtesy of the morning news. Number three, Bart Starr.
The sneak.
The Ice Bowl.
The sneak, yeah.
Yeah, 1966 NFL title game.
Yeah.
Jerry Kramer lowering his pads to get under Jethro Pugh.
Yeah.
And there goes Bart Starr.
Yep.
Now, if you do, and I've seen it, the clips did look like there was a false start on that play, but what's done is done.
Well, I think the officials were trying to get that thing over.
I don't blame them. It's freezing. Yeah. Number two, and a lot of texts came in, Alvin Harper.
This is the San Francisco game?
Oh,
my guy right there, bro.
Alvin Harper. Alvin Harper was so darn good.
I told you this is the story when I was at the game, when I was at Candlestick Park, and I was in that box with the San Francisco people, and they were talking about how bad Dallas was, all the Dallas fans were, and people from Dallas were terrible human beings, and they didn't know I was from Dallas. And I sat there and listened to it the whole game, and I was like when he caught that ball, and I'm screaming, literally, run, run, run. And like everybody like turned around and looked at me. I said, listen, all you MFers have been talking about Dallas all day. I'm from Dallas. And so F you all.
Yes.
And John Dorsey, who I was with, you know, it was his friend's box. John Good looked at me and goes, Brian, we got to go.
Well, I don't care. We're going to the Super Bowl now.
I didn't care. I did.
71 yards.
Working for the Packers at the time. I had all my Packer gear and stuff.
And Michael Irvin's telling of that story, of that play.
Oh, yeah.
It was so awesome.
It's great. It was incredible how it happened.
Is that supposed to be his ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no. I'm going over to Alvin's spot. And then Troy says, well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know if we get the same coverage if Michael lines up the other way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but Lucius, what for you? How old were you during the dynasty of the 90s? Like, what was that like?
What was that? Fifth, sixth grade, maybe around that time.
It
was electric.
Like, as a kid, that's kind of prime sports watching.
It boosted the economy here in the DFW. Things changed. Like, all you had to do was paint your car wash the cowboy colors, and all of a sudden everybody's lining up to wash at your car wash.
Wow.
People's lives changed during that run, dog.
It's just special.
Man, looking at Alvin Harper, 1994, he averaged 25 yards per reception.
He killed us in the game.
It was amazing, bro.
He's a high flyer.
You know, you play like in the street with your friends and everything. Yeah, you line up, I'm Alvin Harper. I'm out here. You know, you're that guy.
Man. MBD,
Mike and Alvin.
Oh, he was
where did
awesome.
He go when he left?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa. And then he finished, what, with Washington? Or he went to Washington for
a
year.
Bummer. But number one franchise-changing play is indeed the Hail Mary. Roger in 1975 finding Drew Pearson.
The old Met.
Closed his eyes and said, Hail Mary.
How about, I believe that the Met, that was next to County Stadium in Milwaukee. Both teams were on the same sideline.
Oh,
that's one of those places, the old ballpark where they didn't have two different sidelines.
That's weird. And then the stadiums where, and we still have a couple of them, I think, in college football. And Buffalo's like this, but where like they have to go into the same tunnel to get to the locker rooms.
Yeah.
That's just inviting to me a problem.
Yeah,
possibly a fight to break out. Like, I think Michigan State, that's what happened with that.
For sure.
They got to go into the same tunnel. It's like, this, you're just asking for a problem here. But there's your top 10.
I love it. There we go. All right, Stephen Jones at the top of the hour. But coming up next, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.